Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, we've wrapped up another week of best of picks. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling elated, Jim. Like I'm about 20,000 leagues over the sea.
Okay, now, Patrick.
Yes, Jim.
Let's get to the calls. So it's more of the calls of favorite 2020 music. We have three calls today. And here is call number one.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, Suburbs Pod listeners and interns. This is Herb Fernandez from Middletown, New Jersey. I don't want to confuse you with some other Herb Fernandez you might know from somewhere else. I'm calling in to fulfill my New Year's resolution to call into the show. So that's out of the way now. My top record for 2020 is The Mavericks, En Español. I don't usually listen to music in Spanish, except for some Gypsy Kings records I had back in the 90s. This reminds me of songs I heard when I was a kid. Not the flamenco records my parents played, but the music from variety shows like Ed Sullivan and Hollywood Palace. I knew I was on the right track with this line of thinking when my wife came in while I was playing it and asked, "What are you listening to? It sounds like old people music." What can I say? I'm old. It's more the influence of Jose Feliciano, Trini Lopez, Latin Caribbean, Mexican conjunto, and Tex-Mex styles. My favorite track is Puedo Vivir, with its Maverick signature bouncing beat sound. Well, that's it, except for a quick shout-out to releases by the Old 97s, Waxahachie, Tame Impala, Fontaines D.C., and Sturgill Simpson. Looking forward to listening every day in 2021. Take it easy.
Okay, thanks, Herb Fernandez, for calling in. You are the only Herb to us. Let me just say that.
That's right.
No other Herb. We accept no substitute Herbs. Also, we specialize in old people music around here. So call in anytime you want to talk about old people music. This is the place to call, right?
Totally, man. Yeah, that's on the back of our t-shirt. I got to say this, Jim. There's a guy that's the lead singer of the Mavericks. Are you familiar with this band? You know, at all, or just in cursory way?
Yeah, cursory way, totally. I mean, they're one of those bands I know has existed for quite some time, but I've never really explored their work.
Well, I'll tell you, they have a guy, Raul Malo, who's their lead singer and kind of front man. And I was always told, like, this guy has one of the greatest voices in, like, American music. And one time, I can't remember exactly the details, but I was down at the Birchmere and they were playing, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna catch these guys. I've never seen them play. And my God, Jim, it was like Elvis, Sleepy LaBeef, like some of the deepest, most impressive baritone and mid-range singing I've ever heard in my life. Like Charlie Rich too, right? It was like totally deep American music. I mean, this guy's voice is amazing.
Hope I have the right song here. That's all I gotta say. So let's hear a little bit of the Mavericks.
Mi voz, poder vivir.
All right, that's great. I mean, I don't know what else you would say. It's just really well-crafted song, right?
Beautiful jam. It sounds like I took the wrong bus in El Paso, Texas in 1975. And, I'm sitting on a bench listening to an accordion band play on the street corner, right. And I give them my last $2.
Do you know, by the way, you may know this already, but things like this just fascinate me, that how the accordion came to be part of like Mexican music.
No, I don't know. Enlighten us.
Because when you think about that, right, it's like...
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Why would that be, right?
I think of it as like polka or like Poland Germany, right?
The reason is because there was a certain period of time where a lot of Germans settled in Texas.
Really?
Near the border. And so Mexican musicians, in order to appeal to the Germans and, you know, get some money, right, learned how to play the accordion. But of course, they did it in their style, right? You know what I mean? They meshed it, which is great. That's what the way music should be, you know, mixing, you know, the different influences. So that's how the accordion became part of like traditional Mexican music. Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting. I mean, it's like, hey, man, I know how to play this thing. I'll play it my way you'll get it. Yeah, totally.
I just love that because I love the way music is shaped by culture, but also sort of by necessity, by commerce, right? You know?
Totally. Yeah. And it reminds me, too, of a really interesting movie I watched recently. If you guys have Amazon Prime, check out the movie Feast of the Seven Fishes, because it's a movie about all these Italian people that settled in West Virginia. So that's kind of weird, right?
Yeah. So there you go. Let's see. Here's caller number two today.
Greetings to the cast and crew of Rockin' the Suburbs. This is Bill Mulligan from Falls Church with my favorite album of 2020. Thornberry Thump is the debut offering from the Melbourne, Australia surf band Vern Jules and the Aquanauts. While the album has enough reverb and palm muting to keep trad surf fans happy, it also explores other aspects of the genre. The opening tune, Spy Force, is, as the name suggests, a nice little bit of spy surf. Head Honcho is a cinematic spaghetti surf number that conjures up the man with no name and ends not with guitars, but with tubular bells. Other tracks include Yeah, It's Like That, a song with lyrics that I hated the first time, but like more and more with each listen, and a Kraftwerk cover. If, like me, you're brain damaged and unable to listen to vocal music while you work, or you simply don't like lyrics telling you what a song is about, give Thornberry Thump a spin.
All right, thanks to Bill Mulligan. Always, we love Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. I think... the more references to tubular bells we can get on the show, the more important it is.
This is a band I don't know. I love the name Vern Jules and the Aquanauts. and let's go to the song you mentioned. I think this is the one with the tubular bells, but I think they're at the end. But the song is Head Honcho.
Thank you.
All right, that's very cool.
That was amazing, Jim. Yeah.
Heard a little bit of the Tubular Bells there.
Yeah, sure.
Now, I appreciate it, Bill, for bringing this to our attention. I want to ask you a question, Patrick, which is, does Wingtip Sloat ever venture into the surf instrumental genre?
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's totally. Yeah. We've done a whole surf EP that's available on Bandcamp. It's called Ride the Wild Sloat.
Okay.
And that's available.
All right.
For free, actually.
There you go.
Not right now, but it will be in the future.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Here is caller number 3.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. My name is Sunshine from Franklin Park, Illinois. And my selection is a band that I discovered on Bandcamp named Freeways from Brampton, Ontario. And their album, True Bearings, came out on April 2nd, 2020. They have a very classic rock, 70s classic rock sound, and have been compared to bands like UFO and Thin Lizzy. Even the album cover looks like something from the 70s. It has a RV going through the snow. And the song I'd like for you to play is called Dead Air. Also, another song I like is called Light the Beacon from a band called Haunt, another band that I really like and discovered on Bandcamp from their album Mind Freeze, which came out in January 2020. They are from Fresno, California. And they're part of the new wave of traditional heavy metal and have a sound kind of like early Iron Maiden and Judas Priest. Thanks, and I love your show, and I've been listening for about 2 years now.
All right, and thanks for the call there. I couldn't quite catch the caller's name, but I will tell you the email, the name was Sonny Varney, so I don't know. It didn't quite sound like that, but anyway.
I hope that caller calls back.
Yeah.
Because I love that vibe. And I'll tell you something weird. I don't know if you guys remember that time we went hiking with my brother-in-law. We were hiking up this like 8,000-foot mountain. It was somewhere between Texas and New Mexico. And we were halfway up, like doing the hard part. And I was like really huffing and puffing. And he looked at me and he said, "Do you like UFO?" I'm not even joking. And I mean, like UFO, the band, British UFO. Heavy metal band.
Yep.
I'm like, why would you ask me that question right now when I'm gasping for air? Because I guess he thought I was like really, my most truthful. And I said, hell yeah.
Who doesn't, really?
Well,
I mean, they're a good band and they have a big, like, cult following. You know what I mean? Like,
some of their album covers were really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, their fans are really big fans, so
yeah,
they have that. Okay, well, let's see. The first one he mentioned was a band called Freeways. The album is True Bearings, and the song he wanted us to hear is Dead Air. Some good rocking.
That was fantastic, Jim. I mean, the vibe I got from that was like, I could actually drive to their house and watch them practice. And yeah. I would like to do that. As soon as the pandemic's over, I'm going to their house and watching them practice.
I loved it. And I just love that kind of sound. And a great rock song, too, starts with, "We are standing on the precipice of time."
Of course.
That's right.
What else?
Yes, of course. Absolutely.
And you can get it on Bandcamp.
Yep. The other song the caller mentioned is by Haunt. This is supposed to sound like early heavy metal, I guess. I have not heard this band. And it's from the album Mind Freeze, and the song is Light the Beacon. Right, man, that'll clear your sinuses.
That was beautiful stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, Jim, it reminds me of that week we did over at Mike Snyder's house with beers made by sort of British heavy metal bands.
Yes.
And we talked a lot about the new wave of British heavy metal. So
yes.
If anyone dug that week, come on in, you know, get on the ship. And also, if you haven't heard it, go back and listen. And we're super happy that people are making that music right now.
Oh yeah. I agree.
It means a lot to me.
Yeah. Both these bands, I love the guitar work. I love the whole like tone and vibe of their music. And also, I got to give shout out here to Haunt. They have some really nice album cover artwork.
Yeah.
If you're looking at this here on the Zoom.
Totally.
Really great. And they also do something that I don't know how many bands do this anymore, but they have a great logo. Like the name is in a killer
Seriously.
Logo, you know?
I know. Yeah, exactly. That looks great on a t-shirt, man, without a doubt.
Great on a t-shirt or scrawled on a kid's notebook, right?
That's right.
You know?
Even better.
Yeah.
One of those Marvel notebooks written on the front.
Haunt. Yeah. It's great. You know, that's what you want, you know? You want the people to embrace your image, yeah. So, exactly. Okay. All right. This has been a good week. We got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, it has.
This week. So, I think next week we'll have one or two more listener calls, episodes, and then the interns' picks, and then our picks, right?
Bah, 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 bah.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Very good. Thanks to everyone who called in this week, and we so appreciate it. And you guys will be getting the mix CD at some point in your future. It'll either come directly to you, or you can will it to your heirs.
It might be like 6 to 7 years from now, but right. It will arrive.
Write that into your will now, and I bequeath to my grandchildren the mix CD that is owed me. From these two guys. Okay.
This is a whole nother podcast.
Let's move on. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lennon.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all later.
Linda mujer, que sobre mí no hay quien tenga más poder. llevar. Seré feliz si eso es todo lo que puedo hacer. Quizás un día reconocerás que te haré falta a ti, como me haces tú a mí, oh mujer. Te quiero complacer.
I'm just saying there's some really interesting new stuff out there. Like the Talking Heads, Elvis Costello.
Elvis Costello? I'm sorry. What self-respecting Italian mother names their kids
Elvis? He's not
Elvis.
Italian. He's British. It's different. You should try these guys, man. You would like him.
I'm not
really
going to try.
And don't get me wrong. I'll always love the Stones and I'll love Springsteen. But I'm just saying some of the stuff I used to listen to now, I don't know. I don't know how I ever did. Like Boston.
Like Boston what? Don't even get me started.
Like Boston. I can't listen to him anymore.
Blasphemy.
All right, well, hold on, because it gets a lot worse. I can't listen to Rush anymore either. Or Triumph.
You're going to go to hell.
All right.
You're going straight to hell.